每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
7月9日，圣灵永驻。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。约翰福音14章16到17节。基督在世的时候，只有少数人在特定的时间里经历到与他的同在。如今，通过圣灵，基督居住在一切接受他为救主的人心中。使徒保罗写信给哥林多教会的人说：岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？哥林多前书3章16节。圣灵被赐予每一个信徒，不是只有有限的一段时间，而是永远。如果他离开我们片刻，我们就会有很大的麻烦。瓦尔特·奈特讲述了一个故事，说一个小男孩吉姆最近刚刚接受基督，他问父亲：爸爸，我从来没见过圣灵，怎么相信他呢？我来告诉你，他父亲说，他是个电工，他把孩子带到发电厂，让他看那些回转器。这里是电线所在的地方，父亲说。电我是相信的，吉姆说。你当然是相信的，他父亲说。但你不是因为看到才相信，你相信电是因为你看到了它的作用。同样，你也可以相信圣灵，因为你看到当人们顺服基督，得到他所赐的能力时，圣灵就在他们的生命里做工。如此，因着信，你接受了一个事实，就是圣灵住在你里面，他在那里给你特别的能力为主做工，他在那里给你力量战胜诱惑，他在那里结出圣灵的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。他在那里引导你跨越一切基督徒必须面对的艰难险阻。让我们一起祷告。天父，求你用圣灵充满我，以你圣灵的力量引导我，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
July 9th, The Holy Spirit forever. And I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth.Whom the world cannot receive because it doesn't see him, neither does it know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. John 14:16-17. 14:16. During his lifetime on earth,Christ's presence could be experienced only by a small group of men at any given time. Now Christ dwells through the Spirit in the hearts of all those who have received him as Savior. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" 1 Corinthians 3:16. The Holy Spirit is given to every believer, not for a limited time, but forever. Were he to leave us for one moment, we would be in deep trouble. Walter Knight tells the story about a little boy who had recently received Christ. "Daddy, how can I believe in the Holy Spirit when I've never seen him?" asked Jim. "I'll show you how," said his father, who was an electrician. Later, Jim went with his father to the power plant where he was shown the gyrators. "This is where the power lines are," said the father. "I believe in electricity," said Jim. "Of course you do," said his father. "But you don't believe in it because you can see it. You believe in it because you see what it can do. Likewise, you can believe in the Holy Spirit because you see what he does in people's lives when they are surrendered to Christ and possess his power. Thus, by faith, you accept the fact that you are indwelt by the Spirit of God. He is there to give you special power to work for Christ. He is there to give you strength in the moment of temptation. He is there to produce the supernatural fruit of the Spirit, such as love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Galatians 5:22 and 23. He is there to guide you over all the difficult terrain you must cross as a Christian. Let us pray. Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lead me by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.